Welcome to Weekend Warriors, the foreign affairs podcast that asks, what else is happening in the world? I'm Essie Cupp. You know, when we talk about the conflict and the humanitarian crisis in Syria, we tend to take a bird's eye view of it, a 30,000 foot view. We talk about big things like the global implications of the U.S., Russia, Iran, and Turkey vying to fill the power vacuum there. We talk about the global war on ISIS. We talk about the effect on U.S. national security. We talk about the hundreds of thousands of refugees fleeing and where in the world, you know, they'll end up. We talk about the thousands of U.S. troops being deployed and shifted around. We talk about millions of civilian casualties, the taking of cities, the fall of strongholds. And all of that is why I've been covering this issue so closely for nearly a decade, because this was never just a quote-unquote civil war that would be contained to one place. The implications of a genocide of a million people and the displacement of several millions and the spread of terrorism, this was always going to be a global problem that reached beyond Syrian borders. But in all the discussions of the global fallout from Syria, the big problems, it's easy to lose sight of the small personal stories inside that conflict. And those are really important, too. So today I want to zoom in on one woman's harrowing experience amidst the violence in Syria to really give listeners a look at what real people, people like you and me, are going through every day there and have been for nearly a decade. Wad al-Khatib documented her life through 5 years in Aleppo, Syria, when the city was under siege by regime and Russian forces. Amidst mass executions, mass torture, airstrikes on hospitals and schools, children getting shelled. But Wad falls in love. She gets married. She gives birth to her daughter, Sama. The resulting film is called For Sama. And Wad says she documented it all because she was afraid she would never tell this story and that the crime she witnessed would never be seen or heard. For Sama won Best Documentary at the Cannes Film Festival. It premieres on PBS Frontline on November 19th at 10, 9 Central. I encourage all of you to watch it. Wad al-Khatib joins me now. Wad, this is such a powerful film, and I'll be honest, I've seen a lot of them covering Syria. It's hard to watch at times. I know it was even harder to live, but I'm so glad you documented this. And one of the problems for people like me trying to tell these stories has been getting documentation of these horrific war crimes and these personal experiences. Were you ever worried about filming your story inside Syria?
Thank you very much for having me. And of course, I was so worried. I was so worried during doing the film and filming all these terrifying moments. And at the same time, I was so worried to put myself in the middle of the film, speaking about my personal and my general experience in a city like Aleppo in these hard circumstances. But at the same time, I know as much as it's scary, it was also so important. It's important to put the people in my shoes and let them go through the same experience that I went. And I'm glad also that I've done it, because I've never thought I would make it out alive and then do the film, which is for me so amazing.
Truly. I know a number of great journalists who've been covering this story for years. But, you know, when we try to impress upon people the seriousness of the Syrian conflict and how it relates to all of us, it feels like it can fall on deaf ears. Do you think that this film can cut through the noise?
Actually, I've seen in my own eyes now that it's doing that, and it's giving people not just close perspective about what happened, but also by giving them the chance to go through that experience by themselves, to experience that and feel that this is not far away from us. This is not different people. This is human beings, just like us. They have dreams, they have memories, they have life, and they just crashed with all this violence just because they were thinking about better life for them.
Yeah, I think that's so important because when we, especially in the news business, when we talk about these conflicts, it's easy to sort of generalize them and not personalize them. We talk about statistics, how many people have died, how much money is needed. And these personal stories get lost sometimes. And that's why I think this film is so important, because it's through your eyes. And it is impossible to watch and not see yourself, me, you know, a mother, a woman, in your living experience, in your life. It is not removed. It is not alien. It is not foreign to watch what you go through as just another human being.
Exactly. Like, thank you so much, Shelley, for mentioning this, because this is really what I felt the film, like, put to people, put them in front of a mirror, thinking about what if that's happened with me, what I will do in this situation, right. What I'm waiting for the other world to do for me, to help me with what's happening with me right now.
So the movie opens with what appears to be an airstrike on a hospital, which was all too common from the Assad and Russian regime. In Syria, you had the Russians bombing hospitals, schools, civilian targets. ISIS was targeting civilians. Assad and Russia used chemical warfare, we know. At one point, you say in the film, we never thought the world would let this happen. Well, the world has, in many ways, let this happen. How do you explain that to yourself?
Actually, like, I have faith a lot in that the world will until today, and still have that faith until now. That, like, in 1 minute, everything will be went back to the right place. Like, I know that, and I heard a lot from many people before that, like, what finished and what ended the Vietnam War was through one picture, was out to the world. So that was one of the things which kept me, like, I want to film this, whatever the risk was. I want to tell this story, whatever, like, my personal or the people who I know, like, putting themselves in risk for. So until now, I'm still have that faith, especially when I'm seeing, like, the people now after watching For Summer all over the world, like, whatever they wherever like they were from, people from Mexico to Colombia to America to Britain to, like, Korea, all these people, like, they felt a lot of responsibility after watching the film, and they were, like, coming to us to ask us, like, what can we do?
Yeah,
I still have faith that people around the world, they will not let that happen to their fellow people in the same, like, world.
So you find out you're pregnant in the middle of a civil war. What went through your mind?
I was like, it was one of the most amazing moments in my life, as many other women around the world.
Yeah,
like that feeling. Like, for 1 second, I forget where I am. I forget, like, all the risk that I have. I just, like, thought about, like, oh, my God, I will be a mom. I have, like, a life into my, body. And now I need to take a lot of responsibility for that. Like, the next minute, I felt like I was so terrifying. I was so scared about, okay, what this future will hold for me and for my daughter. But also, like, the minute after this, I felt like, oh, my God, now I have a lot of responsibility to keep fighting for what we are doing to bring that better world for her next. So, you know, like, all this mixed feeling between each other, they were, like bringing Wad, the woman who you saw in the film, bringing, like, Sama, the hope for all of us when we knew that we could have been built at any moment, but at the same time, like, this is the future. We are bringing a better future for us and for our children.
I mean, what an incredible range of emotions to experience upon a moment that is, you know, universally experienced by many women, finding out you're going to be a mother. And, you know, like I said, watching this and thinking back to my, you know, when I found out I was going to be a mother and the massive weight of responsibility I felt. I am not in the midst of a war zone. I just can't imagine all the things that were going through your mind and how you approached the idea that you were going to become a mother. I mean, do you have more or less hope for Syria's future now compared to that moment that you found out you were going to be a mom?
Actually, like, to be very honest, that hope was like bigger before, but I'm still have that hope until today. And I kept working and doing the same just because I need to create that hope. Mm. If we are as a human being, we can't really change our life, or we can't do like think about the better for our life, why we are still alive. This is one thing which make me wake up every day thinking about whatever is happening today, I need to keep going for tomorrow. And what's happened in Syria, like it's still like now for 8 years, I can't be like ignoring that this is so disappointed and this is so bad. But same time, like we need to take all our responsibility. Like I did the film, I'm doing now an impact for this film, and I really need the help from everyone around the world, everyone who watched the film, like to think about what can we do all together to put all the pressure on the governments outside to find a solution for this, to stop bombing hospitals, to stop bombing civilians, to take any responsibility to let this suffering end.
So you had a chance to leave Syria back in 2013. Why did you choose to stay? And do you still think that was the right decision?
Like, I'm still thinking this is the right decision. And I've said that at the end of the film, and I'm still saying that. So until like today, I will never regret what happened. And if the time come back of what we went through, I will do exactly the same. Mm. Like what happened in Syria, it wasn't civil war. It wasn't like Syrian killing each other.
Right.
It was like a human being, civilians who just thought about how we can make our life better. Mm-hmm. And we were just like crushed with a brutal violence.
Yeah.
They want just like to destroy our dream of having the freedom and the dignity. So I believe in freedom. I believe in dignity. I believe that justice will be for all of us one day. And I was just like trying to do my best in that way.
You know, I think all the time about what I will tell my son when he's older about how we watched a genocide happen before our very eyes. You know, this generation is unique in that we had video. We didn't have to wait for war reporters to come back with photographs. You know, people in real time were uploading, you know, whether the white helmets or other civilian groups were uploading videos on social media. We could watch these atrocities happen, and it's inexcusable that we as a global community have done so little. And I think about how I'll justify that to my son. When your daughter Sama is older and asks you, "Why did this happen?" I'm wondering what you think you might tell her.
Actually, the first thing, I really hope that when she will grow up and she will ask me that question, we will be like really in our house in Aleppo. And that will make everything so easier for me to explain. Mm. But unfortunately, if the situation stood as it is today, I just will let her watch for Sama. I will tell her like to watch that and think by herself what she think about what happened. And like I just like wish really the best for her and for the whole children of this world to not live through what we went through again.
Wad, thank you so much for coming on. The film is For Sama. Watch it on PBS Frontline. Thank you, Wad. And watch it on PBS Frontline at pbs.org/frontline on November 19th. Everyone, it's a really, really powerful film and a way to view this crisis in much personal terms. And that's what we need. So thanks to Wad. And thanks for listening to Weekend Warriors. I'm Essie Cupp. Tune in next time.